Welcome to the Light Church Podcast. This is David Oakes. I'm pastor of the Light Church Fellowship in Bartlesville, Oklahoma, and founder of Israel Study Tours with David Oakes and David Oakes Ministries. Thanks for being with us again for this edition of the Light Church Podcast. Now, last week we came to an abrupt ending because we ran out of time, so we're going to pick right up where we were in our last podcast. Remember, we are studying categories of miracles. God has tendencies. The Bible tells us not to be ignorant of the tendencies of the devil, so we can't be ignorant of the tendencies of our God. God operates in certain ways. I tell you, people who tell you that God wants people sick and that he does it to teach people lessons, they just don't study the Word of God, because Jesus came and said, I only do what the Father wants me to do. I only say what he wants me to say. That's paraphrase, but that's what he said. I only say what I see and hear the Father do and say. And then Jesus went about going about healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. I mean, there is Acts 10, chapter verse 38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. In other words, if we can read a little bit, we can find out the tendencies of God, and God's tendency in that fact is just he wants you well, period. God wants you well. Now, we have to learn to function with God in all things. I mean, the just shall live by faith. The woman with the issue of blood had heard of Jesus, and she pushed herself through the crowd so that she could take hold of the edge of his garment. And glory to God. And Jesus turned to her and said, daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. So it was faith connected to the power of God that brought healing into her life. Well, it's the same thing now. Believing that what God has said is the truth and accepting it as fact and not going any other ways, not walking by sight, not walking by feeling, not walking by what somebody else has said, just simply believing what the Word of God has said. But we can find out, my friends, the tendencies of God in the area of healing, in the area of prosperity. I mean, in every area of life, if we just study the Word, we can find out how God acts. And that's God's plan. God's plan is that you just don't take a man's word for it, but that you actually climb into the Word of God. Now, the teaching of the Word, hallelujah, and we desire to be this because we pastor and we love people, and we desire to take you to the Word and show you Scripture and verse how God acts, not just give you hearsay, but what the Scriptures say. And we point people to the Scriptures. You know, all the talk about, you know, relevant sermons. There's no sermon more relevant than this. There is no sermon more relevant to a sick person than God wants you healed. There is no sermon more relevant to a poor person than God wants you prosperous. There is no sermon more relevant to a person that feels like an outcast than the one, the glory to God, you are the elect and you have been chosen of God. You're not an outcast. You have been accepted into the brethren. Hallelujah. Well, we kind of got off track there, but that's the same way it is when we're studying the tendency of God and his miracle power. Just look at the miracles and just get out a piece of paper, make your little headings, find the Scriptures, then get a title and say, this miracle fits under this title, and you can find out how God is most apt to use his power on the behalf of people on the face of this earth. Now, notice what it says, because we were here last week, and so we're going to go right back there again. Verse 41 of 1 Kings chapter 18. Now, remember, we have been studying, once again, categories of miracles. We have looked at the ministry of Elisha, the 16 miracles performed under his ministry. Remember, he asked for a double portion of the anointing that was on Elijah. Then we looked at Elisha's predecessor, which was Elijah. And there are 8 recorded miracles performed that have been recorded in the Word of God. So notice this with me, if you would, please, for this miracle. And Elijah, in verse 41, chapter 18 of 1 Kings, and Elijah said unto Ahab, get thee up, eat and drink, for there is a sound of abundance of rain. So Ahab went up to eat and to drink, and Elijah went up to the top of Carmel, and he cast himself down upon the earth and put his face between his knees. Now remember, last week we looked at James, the 5th chapter, and we found out that he prayed to stop the rain in 1 Kings 17, according to James 5, which was an expanded, the Holy Ghost expanded what occurred there in 1 Kings, the 17th chapter, and he's the one that wrote the book, did the Holy Ghost, so it's his right to do it whenever he wants to tell us more of the story. Glory to God. Then we find out also that he prayed again for the rain to begin. And then we talked about, and we're going to mention it again, that he heard a sound of abundance of rain. Oh, I tell you what, and we got into this, and I'm going to get into it again, praise be unto God. I hear the sound. I hear the sound by looking in the scriptures, just like Daniel looked in the writings of Jeremiah. I hear the sound by the scriptures of the word of the God that Jesus is coming soon. Hallelujah. And the body of Christ has got to get on their face before the Lord. You know, the book of Revelation tells us that the spirit of the bride, we cry, come, Lord Jesus, come. I tell you, the church, the true church of the Lord Jesus Christ, born again by his spirit, should be crying out of their spirit, oh, Lord, come. Come, Lord Jesus, come. I mean, I'm ready for it to end. I'm ready for it to get tied up. I'm ready for the souls to come in. I'm ready for the healings to take place. I'm ready for the body of Christ to be without spot or wrinkle. I'm ready. I don't know about you, my friend, but this preacher's ready. He's ready for everything that God said. He's ready for it to come to pass. And we've got to get on our spirit, on our faces, and we've got to say the kinds of things that God said that we were to say. We've got to put ourselves wholly and completely in agreement with the Lord God Almighty. And we do that on our faces before God, in our closets of prayer, in our prayer groups, agreeing with the Almighty God. And I tell you what, as we fast and quickly see that day approaching when Jesus comes back, we need to make sure that we are gathering ourselves together. We don't need to be running here and there and everywhere. We need to come together with people of like faith and join ourselves to families of believers, glory to God, that are our company and believe the same thing. And we need to preach the word of God, believe the word of God, pray the word of God together, and be in agreement with the Most High God. Well, excuse me, why? I preach just a little bit, but every once in a while the teacher takes off. Now notice this again. He's on his face because he knows by the Spirit of God on the inside. He hears on the inside of him that the time is ready. We know he wasn't born again, but I tell you what, he was a prophet of God and the anointing was upon him, just like it was on the king. And did you hear that? Just like it was on the king and the priest, the prophet had the Holy Ghost resting upon him, and he was directed by the Lord, and he began to pray. Notice what happened in verse 43. And he said to his servant, go up now, look toward the sea. And he went up and looked and said, there is nothing. And he said, go again seven times. Now, some kinds of faith, like the prayer of faith, take one, you pray one time and say, Lord, I thank you, I got it now. And you go on with your life believing that you receive. But there are some kind of prayers that you have to pray over and over again. Now, that word prayer over there in James, the fifth chapter, that's speaking of this is the prayer, there's the word in Greek called deisis. And deisis is translated in the book of Ephesians, when Paul was writing to the church at Ephesus about praying with all kinds of, when it talks about praying with all kinds of prayer, and it gets down to that supplication. That word supplication is the word deisi. So this is a prayer that is prayed more than once. And notice this, he prayed it, and he prayed it again, and prayed it again, and again, and again, until seven times. Notice this, and it came to pass at the seventh time that he said, behold, there ariseth a little cloud out of the sea, like a man's hand. And he said, go up, say unto Ahab, prepare thy chariot, and get thee down, that the rain stop thee not. Ooh, glory to God. And it came to pass in the meanwhile that the heaven was black with clouds and wind, and there was a great rain. And Ahab rode and went to Jezreel, and the hand of the Lord was on Elijah, and he girded up his loins and ran before Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel. Let me tell you what, my friends, the rains came. Now, why is it important to have rains? Well, it's important with Elijah, just like it was Elisha. If you don't have rain, you don't have food to eat. If you don't have rain, you don't have crops. And Israel was an agricultural society. If you didn't have crops, the people had nothing to eat, but the people had nothing to sell. If they didn't have anything to sell, then they didn't get any money for that which they sold. If they didn't get any money, they didn't have any money to spend with the other shopkeepers and all this. So everybody suffered because there was no rain. There was no rain. But I want you to notice what? A miracle happened and brought the rain. Oh, blessed be the name of God Almighty. The miracle was that it stopped the rain because of the disobedience of Ahab and his worship of Baal and taking Israel down the wrong path. But then, glory to God, God demonstrated himself with fire. And then we have this, that the things have started changing a little bit. Glory be unto God by the powers of the living God. And this man began to pray, and it was time for the rains of the Spirit to come. And the rains of the Spirit brought forth by prayer brought forth the rains in the natural. Glory be unto God. And as they came forth, then God prove that he is the great provider. So I say that this rain is also provision and sustenance, because from the rain comes food, and from the food and the selling of the grains and the selling of that which was produced by the land brings forth economic well-being for all people, because then they could have money in which they could do business with. And everybody's blessed. But notice it came about by the miracle power of God and by the prayers of a man reading the signs of the time that it was time and hearing in the realm of the Spirit, I hear the sound of abundance of rain. Well, I'll tell you what, there's an old tent song that says, I hear the sound of abundance of rain. God's pouring out His Spirit once again. Like the days of old, revivals come again. I hear the sound of abundance of rain. Well, this preacher hears that sound too. Jesus is coming soon. Are you ready, my friend? Are you ready for Jesus? Oh, He's coming. He's going to break through those clouds of glory. There's going to be the shout, and there's going to be the trump of God. He didn't know God was a musician, but He is. He's a trumpet player. This preacher's a trumpet player. It's a good instrument to play. Praise be unto God. But Jesus is coming back and calling His church to go with Him into heaven. Praise be unto God. And it's coming soon. It's coming very soon. Are you ready? This preacher's ready. He's ready for God to do His thing. One of the great miracles, if not the greatest miracle that the world has ever seen. One corporate group that believes that Jesus Christ is Lord and that He died on Calvary's tree for their sins is going to be taken up simultaneously. The dead's going to rise first, and we're going to go up together. And this mortal is going to put on immortality. Oh, blessed be God. Are you ready, my friend? Are you ready who came over here to this podcast and downloaded it to your computer and put it on your MP3 player? Or have left it on your computer, are you ready to meet the Lord Jesus Christ? Because time is coming. The time is running out and the time is coming. I hear the sound. I hear the sound of the Lord Jesus Christ coming. Oh, praise be to God. Hallelujah. I'm excited. I'm really excited. Hallelujah. So the rain's coming was a miracle of provision and sustenance. So the first miracle again of Elijah was judgment. The second was provision and sustenance. The third miracle was healing. The fourth was the turning of the heart, as they said, the Lord Jehovah, He is the God. The Lord Jehovah, He is the God. And the fifth miracle of the eight was provision and sustenance. So now turn with me, if you would please, to 2 Kings, the first chapter. 2 Kings, the first chapter, as we continue with the miracles. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now notice this, if you would please, chapter 1 of 2 Kings, and we'll begin reading with verse 5. Well, praise the Lord. Let's just begin reading with verse 9. Then the king sent unto him a captain of 50 with his 50, and he went up to him, and behold, he sat on the top of a hill. And he spake unto him, Thou man of God, the king hath said, Come down. And Elijah answered and said to the captain of 50, If I be a man of God, then let fire come down from heaven and consume thee and thy 50. And there came down fire from heaven and consumed him and his 50. Well, I tell you what, my friends, you talk about some divine judgment. Elijah was a catalyst for the judgment of God in the earth. Now, not everybody's going to have this ministry, but this is one of the areas he was called to. Did you hear that? Some people try to call down fire on top of people. Jesus even addressed that in his ministry. Well, they're just most of the time walking out of the love of God. We can't just be calling down the fire of God on people just so we can get back. But this was directed and coordinated by the Spirit of God with Elijah. And notice what happened. This was a miracle when fire comes down from heaven and consumes group. Well, I tell you what, in this last days, I mean, there's going to be some groups of people that come against the nation of Israel. We mentioned this a little bit last week. And they're going to come into contact with the miracle power of God as enormous, enormous, enormous hailstones begin to fall and to kill people. Well, the Lord said this, and you can look it up in the Bible to find out that it's true, that God will give lives, men's lives, for the nation of Israel, and He'll do it by His miracle power. Glory be unto God. Now, notice this. Let's read on. So it says again in verse 10, And Elijah answered and said to the captain of 50, If I be a man of God, then let fire come down from heaven and consume thee and thy 50. And there came down fire from heaven and consumed him and his 50. Now that was a miracle of divine judgment. Then it goes on. Then again also he sent unto him another captain of 50 with his 50. And he answered and said unto him, O man of God, thus hath the king said, Come down quickly. And Elijah answered and said unto him, them, If I be a man of God, let fire come down from heaven and consume thee and thy 50. And the fire of God came down from heaven and consumed him and his 50. So here we have back-to-back miracles of the destruction of 50s. 50 the first time, 50 the second time. And it was both, glory to God, a coordinated effort with Elijah and the miracle power of God, and divine judgment fell. So here we have another case of divine judgment. That means in the life of Elijah that we've looked at so far, there have been three cases of divine judgment. The first time, the shutting up of heaven of rain because of the disobedience of Ahab and his serving of Baal and his worship of a false god. And then the two judgments here. You know, I don't know about you, but I think every once in a while when I would see this, and I don't think I would have messed with Elijah. You know what I mean? I mean, if I saw that God's power was moving in that kind of way, I would not mess with him. Well, that's something to learn along many things. You know, the Bible says, touch not mine anointed, nor do my prophets any harm. You might see somebody on television that you don't quite agree with, but you know, if God's doing a mighty work through their life, here's good news. Here's a message coming over the airways to you. If they're winning many, many, many people to the Lord, if many, 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 many people have been blessed and healed, I got news for you. I don't think I'd be messing with touching them. I don't think I'd say anything ugly about them. I think I would just wash my hands of it and go on my merry way if I didn't agree with them. Just set it up on a shelf. I mean, you might disagree with somebody. You might disagree with 90% of what I'm saying this morning. But you stick around long enough and you might hear something that you like. Something that'll be a blessing to you. Glory be unto God. Hallelujah. Oh, I think I'd just leave it alone just like I think I would have left Elijah alone. I don't think I'd have tangled with the cat. Are you listening to me now? I sure pray that you are. Glory to God. Now let's look at the eighth and final miracle that we have recorded with Elijah. And we could go down to 2 Kings, the second chapter. Hallelujah. Notice what it says. And it came to pass when the Lord would take up Elijah unto heaven by a whirlwind, that Elijah went with Elisha from Gilgal. And Elijah said unto Elisha, Tarry here, I pray thee, for the Lord hath sent me to Bethel. And Elisha said unto him, As the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. So they went down to Bethel. And the sons of the prophets that were at Bethel came forth to Elisha and said unto him, Knowest thou that the Lord will take away thy master from thy head today? I want you to notice this, my friends, because this has been a theme over the last couple of weeks. Notice this. And the sons of the prophets that were at Bethel came forth to Elisha and said unto him, Knowest thou that the Lord will take away thy master from thy head today? And he said, Yea, I know it. Hold your peace. In other words, these people were in tune to the Spirit of God. They knew something was getting ready to take place. There was getting ready to be a catching up of the prophet of God. Well, let me tell you what. There are certain people in the body of Christ whose ears are turned to the Spirit of God. We're turned to the Spirit of God. We've got one eye on the Bible. We've got our ears focused upon the Spirit of the living God as we walk through this life. And we know that soon and very soon there's going to be a catching up of the church, and we're going to be caught up to our head, the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I want you to listen to Pastor David now. He's trying to help you. Jesus Christ is coming soon. And just like these from the school of the prophets recognized the fact that Elisha was getting ready to get caught up, so there are those in the body of Christ that recognize the fact that we're getting ready to get caught up also. Now, there are some in the church that are just going through life and they just think this thing's going to continue like this forever. My friends, it's not going to continue like this forever. It's not going to continue this way forever. Jesus is coming, and he's coming sooner than later. Hallelujah. Now let's get back to this and find out what else it says. Glory to God. Because we've got a few minutes to conclude. Oh, Elijah here. Now notice here it says, Let's read verse 3 again. And the sons of the prophets that were at Bethel came forth to Elisha and said unto him, Knowest thou that the Lord will take away thy master from thy head today? And he said, Yea, I know it. Hold your peace. And Elijah said unto him, Elisha, tarry here, I pray thee, for the Lord hath sent me to Jericho. And he said, As the Lord liveth and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. So they came to Jericho. And the sons of the prophets that were at Jericho came to Elisha and said unto him, Knowest thou that the Lord will take away thy master from thy head today? And he answered, Yea, I know it. Hold ye your peace. So there was another group of people who knew what was taking place and getting ready to take place by the anointing of God. I mean, they perceived it. They knew what was getting ready to take place. Well, you go throughout this nation. I go into places and I've preached in some places and they have no clue that Jesus is coming back. They think that all God's doing right there, and he's going to keep doing it right there, and he's just going to keep doing it right there. But let me tell you what, I go to some places, glory be unto God, and they got their ears turned to the Lord God Almighty. They got their eyes turned to the Word of God, and they see that Jesus is coming soon. I tell you what, we need to be like those who know that Jesus is coming soon. We can't be like those who just think this thing's going to go on forever. I know I'm repeating myself and being redundant, but that's one of the great gifts of the teacher. Paul said, if you're going to be a good teacher, you got to put the people in remembrance. Well, I want to be as good as I can possibly be, and I'm going to put you in remembrance. Jesus is coming soon. Hallelujah. Maybe your church doesn't preach it very often, but it gets preached at my church. It will help people live life a little better when they know that tomorrow morning might be the time when Jesus comes back. Now, notice on as we read in verse 6. And Elijah said unto him, Tarry, I pray thee here, for the Lord hath sent me to Jordan. And he said, As the Lord liveth and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. And they two went on. Oh, blessed be the name of God. There needs to be more people like little Elisha here who just glued on to Elijah, his predecessor, and said, I'm not leaving you. Yo, go away from me. I'm not going to leave you. No, sirree. I tell you what, you need to have that kind of spirit when it comes to you attaching yourself to your pastor and your church and your church leadership. I tell you what you need to be is, I'm not going to leave. No, sir, I don't care what you say. I'm not going to leave. Here, the leader's saying, you got to go. Nah, I'm going to stay. No, I'm going to go. I'm going to go with you because there's something on your life that I know I need to fulfill the call of God in my life. I tell you what, we need to be like that, my friends. We need to lock up to somebody. Nope, not going to do it. I'm going to stay right here. Yeah. Pastor David's talking to you now. He's talking to you. I'm just going to stay. I'm going to get right there and I'm going to stay. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm just pastoring you because I love you. You know, the reason why we take time to do this is because we just love people. Just love people. Just love people. Want to see people blessed. Want to see people helped. I want to see pastors blessed. I want you that are listening. And let me tell you what, we have the statistics and many, 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 many people. Oh, many people from all over the world are listening to the podcast and downloading the podcast. And so you just need to hook up to your pastor and just love him. Glory to God. If you don't have a pastor, if you're in a place in this world that doesn't have a local church, well, then you need to just ask God, and God is obligated to bring you a pastor. Are you listening to me? God is obligated. If you're in a remote part of the world, we have people in Europe and people in Asia, you know, places that might not have as many churches as we have here in the United States of America. But if you just go to God, oh, I just sense God wants me to say this. If you go to the Lord and say, Lord, send me a pastor. Send me a pastor that will start a church. Send me a pastor, oh, so that we can worship you and I can hook myself up with a man of God. You just go to the Lord and you pray that and you ask God for that. And you just pray and you remind God and you tell God thanks for bringing that to pass in your life. God will send. God is obligated to send you somebody to teach you. Praise the Lord. He's obligated. I mean, God wants his people blessed. Hallelujah. So we need to be more like here with Elisha. I'm not going anywhere. I'm staying with you, Jack, or Elijah, as the case may be. And 50 men, it says in verse 7, of the sons of the prophets went and stood to view afar off, and they too stood by Jordan. And Elijah took up his mantle. Oh, there's the mantle again. It's a type of the Holy Ghost. When you got the mantle on you, you got the Holy Ghost on you. Praise be unto God. And Elijah took his mantle and wrapped it together and smote the waters, and they were divided hither and thither, so that they too went over on dry ground. Woo! Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, this is the miracle that we were heading for. The miracle is this. He divided the waters with the anointing of God, and it was proof of his divine authority. And then remember, if you will, the very first miracle that Elisha performed with the double portion of the anointing was proof of his divine authority. Hallelujah, glory to God. I tell you what, when a man of God stands, or anybody, any believer, the believer shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover, Mark 16 says. You know what that tells me? That every believer has authority, divine. It is a divine proof of their authority over the kingdom of darkness. Every single believer, he lays his hands and sickness and disease has to go. I tell you what, that is a proof of your divine authority. You have authority over the devil, my friends, and don't let anybody talk you out of it. Don't let anybody talk you out and tell you you're weak. You're not weak. No siree. Now, I said no siree. You got the power of God on the inside of you if you're born again. Are you listening to me? You got the very life and nature of the Almighty God. You are the temple of the Holy Ghost. And you have authority, and when you use that authority, you're just proving your divine authority. I mean, you're proving it. You're putting it out there, and you're putting it out there in the seen realm, saying, "I have authority over darkness." Every time you make a decision to do the right thing and not the wrong thing, and to walk according to the Word of God, and to turn your back on darkness and the works of the devil, every time you're doing it, you are proving. It is a proof into the seen realm that you have authority over the kingdom of darkness. Don't undersell yourself short. No, don't sell yourself short. You got the power of God working in you. My friend, you have got the power of God working in you. If you're born again, if you're spirit-filled, oh my goodness, ooh, glory to God, you're going to be something to be reckoned with. Did you hear me? Oh, it's good to be born again and filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. So before our time runs out again, it seems like I get these things started and it's time to quit them. Hallelujah. Let's look now under Elijah's miracles. There were three of divine judgment, two of provision and sustenance, that's five, healing, one, turning of the heart was one, and proof of divine authority was one. So, glory be unto God. How does that number for us then? Praise the Lord. Well, we have provision and sustenance. We have six from Elisha. And two from Elijah. So we have eight provision and sustenance. We have six healing. We have five judgment. We have two proof of divine authority. We have one of divine assurance. We have one of divine protection. And one of turning of the heart. Hallelujah. I tell you what, that's good news. How and what can we tell about God's miracle power by looking at these categories? Well, I can find out that God's tendencies are, he has no problem using his divine power for your provision and your sustenance more than anything else. God wants you provided for, and he's going to use his power to do it. You just need to hook on to him. How does he work miracles among us? Is it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? That's what he asked the church at Galatia. Well, it's by the hearing of faith. As you hear this, you should begin to expect, my friend, you should begin to expect that God's power is available to you to provide for you and to sustain you. And then how next? What way is he most often going to use his power for you in second place, if that came out correctly? Well, healing. We have six instances where God in these two ministries used his miracle power for healing. God is most apt to use his power for your provision and sustenance, and secondarily, for your healing. You say, why is that? But you know, a lot of times money can take away any need for health and healing. It's just there to be healed. You're just going to walk in health. When I was doing a lot of work in third world countries, you know, just having money to have clean water would have kept them from experiencing many of the bodily diseases and infirmities that they had that we don't have trouble with here in the United States because we have the means with money to buy good water and to have fresh water for us all the time. So it's important to be provided for and sustained, glory to God. Secondarily, healing. The third thing is divine judgment. Five times. on this hour, the world's going to see God's judgment. Thanks for being with me. See you next time. Bye-bye for now.